Welcome to the Path to Profit podcast with your hosts, Dr. Manette Riordan and Brad Dobson. Hi, and welcome again to the Path to Profit podcast. I'm here with my partner in crime. You're always my partner in crime, Manette Riordan, Dr. Manette Riordan. I'm Brad Dobson. Welcome again. Happy New Year,
Happy
2017.
New Year.
I am so proud. I wrote the first check out of the Path to Profit Academy, and I got 2017 right on the check.
You're hilarious. I know. I wrote one to the piano lessons for my daughter yesterday, and I did too. Got 2017
Ooh,
on there.
Score.
So it'll be a couple of weeks, and we'll probably totally mess it up. But welcome back, everyone. We're excited to leap into 2017. And I told Brad, in some ways, I feel like we've done a lot of great work planning and prepping for this year. And in other ways, I feel like there's so much work to do.
Yeah. The car careening out of control just keeps getting faster, I think.
Well, it's not careening out of control. It's just going faster and faster. But, you know, that's what happens when you have a really big vision for your business, when you have a mission you're really passionate about, and when you're really clear about your core values, which is what we're going to talk about.
I had to ask Manette what she meant by vision, because we have mission and core values that we worked on. But you need to help me with the vision part about it.
Yeah, so this is such a great time of year to really look at what is it that you want to create in your business, in your creative business this year. Why are you doing what you do? And what's the change that you want to be in the world? To use one of the most popular quotes out there, we didn't share a quote today. So we can share the one by Gandhi, be the change that you want to see, right?
You wish to see in the world.
Yeah, be the change that you wish to see in the world. Great quote. And when I think about the change that I wish to see in the world, it has a lot to do with clarity, a lot to do with confidence, a lot to do with freedom. Freedom is always top of the list at our core values. And it's not just freedom for ourselves, freedom for our kids, our family, and especially for our clients and the people that we get to call into our community and support. And so as we start to plan our revenue streams and our promotional calendars and our editorial calendars for 2017, all of that can seem kind of painful, kind of dry, kind of boring, especially for those of us who are creative, if it's not grounded in what it is that we most want to create. So again, your vision is who you want to be. What do you want to make a stand for?
Your big why.
How your big why, as Simon Sinek says, one of the, if you haven't read The Power of Why or watched Simon Sinek's TED Talk, I encourage you to go do that right now. It's really pretty life-changing. And it makes your business so much more meaningful and impactful, and you don't feel as stuck when you're deeply connected to that big why. So knowing that vision is really important. And then your mission, simply put, is how are you going to carry out your vision? How are you going to make it happen? What are the actions that you'll take to make a difference in the world? Like Google's mission is always one of my favorites. I should have looked it up. We'll put it in the show notes. But it's something about organizing all of the world's information in a way that's easy to search and access. And have they done that? Yes. In amazing ways. Like to the point that Google is now a common verb. Well, let's Google it. Instead of let's look it up or go search for it, we say we'll Google it. So their mission is incredibly tangible and practical, and yet also shows their vision inside of the mission as well.
I think, yeah, and I'd like to add to that because we went through this exercise partially at my behest because I had seen Ryan Dice do another presentation on stage at Entrepalooza from, he's from Digital Marketer, he leads Digital Marketer. So it's actually the second time I've seen him talk about how they went and wrote down their mission and their core values. And, you know, you're sitting there thinking, oh, I'm just a one-person business or I'm a two-person business. You know, what does that matter? It actually matters a ton because it really focuses, it focuses your business. And it, for me personally, it's helped me get through some harder times because it's sort of the lifeline or the life preserver in terms of why you're doing this when you have a hard day. So we actually went, and if you're
watching us on
YouTube, you can see this. We put down our mission and our core values.
We'll put a link to it in the show
notes. Yeah, we'll share this with a PDF. And I've got it, you know, I put it on the signature of my emails now. And what Ryan Dice said was they actually went back, I think they quarterly they review it, and it made some big business changes for them because they had a couple of programs that didn't make it through the filter of what their mission statement was. And, you know, we copied their mission statement a little bit, or we used it
as a model. Ours is totally different.
Yeah. Well, we steal everything, but anyways.
Swipe copy is the king. If you don't know about swipe copy, we'll talk about that in another show.
Anyways, that was a little bit rambling, but it helps a ton. Just as a, like I said, as a solopreneur or a couple or a small team, to have everybody on the same page with the mission and the core values. We actually did make some changes, I think, to our outlook on the things we were trying to monetize.
What we're trying to help our clients accomplish. I think that was one of the biggest changes in our mission for 2017,
right,
is getting crystal clear about what we want to help our clients accomplish. So our mission for 2017, and our mission actually includes our vision as well, right? In the subtext. So our mission this year, that's why I get paid the big bucks to work with clients. So our mission this year is to 3x.
Mission for 3 years.
Our mission for three. Yeah, I'm getting there.
You said our mission this year.
So, okay, can you tell we're just starting the year off and we're a little crazy. So our mission as we begin 2017 is to 3x the sales, the clients, and the income of at least 3,000 creative entrepreneurs over the next 3 years so that they can enjoy more freedom, more abundance, and more creativity. And I can't tell you how hard we worked on that. And we're pretty proud of what we came up with. And it's pretty freaking scary because it's a big stretch. It's like really helps us look at who do we have to be in order to really support our clients in 3x-ing their sales, clients, and income, right? It's a bold statement that requires us to change and shift and requires us to be, do, and act very differently perhaps than we have been. We learned a lot last year from our clients. As much as we taught them, we learned from them about what kind of support they need, what kind of programs, what kind of systems and processes, what kind of accountability. You know, working with creatives is our passion. We're super excited about it. And because I am one, Brad knows very well, we need a lot of support and accountability.
That's right.
We need a lot of systems and processes. And then I've been working with the concept of core values since about 2006. I have always used core values as a key concept in my coaching with my one-on-one clients. We've always incorporated it into our business planning with our clients as well. And so can I finish my statement, please?
Year,
we actually did something a little bit different. So in the past, we would just look at sort of core value concepts, you know, freedom, creativity, abundance, prosperity, connection, spirituality. And this year, we actually converted them into statements in a new way for two reasons. One, I really have always loved the manifesto approach. Many artists write manifestos. And so I wanted this to feel like a living document, right? Something that really would change and influence and infuse the way that we talk about our business from a new way. And so we're pretty excited about what we came up with in terms of core values. And you know what, Brad? Well, actually, in the show notes, let's put a link. I have a really fun core values assessment that I use with all my clients. I'd be happy to share with everybody.
Sure.
So we'll put a link in the show notes to actually take our core values assessment and give you some insights into what are your values. Why are values important when it comes to building your business? Because they act like the guardrails along your highway. They help you make decisions better. They help you understand why, when things aren't quite right or you're struggling to make a decision, you can always go back to your core values and make sure that everything that you're creating in your business is, one, aligned with your core values, and two, moving you towards accomplishing your mission.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I thought we could talk a little bit more about mission, or I had one other thought on mission.
Awesome.
And now I've forgotten it.
That's what your paper over there is for, so you can take notes.
Yeah.
So this is probably going to be our silliest episode of the year.
Could be. I don't know. We had a couple of
giggly ones over the last year.
The thing about core values, I think, that was neat for me for this one, and we'll read through these because, like Manette said, we are kind of proud of them. So we're going to put them out there in the world. The previous core values work that we'd done was around single words.
Yeah.
So just freedom or love or health or things like that. And that's very effective, but we took it an extra step here and turned them into statements. And some of that was, we'd seen what digital marketers' example was, and some of it, but I think the statements that we made are certainly all ours, but I think it flows better and it allows
actually
us.
Actually, some of those we borrowed too.
Yeah, could be.
Totally.
They had done a good job.
Not from Digital Marketer, but from other places and people that we admire, right? So I think the one that has struck us the most, though, as we move forward into 2017, see, I already almost said 2016. Yeah. As we reflected back on 2016, which we did a lot of at the end of the year, we actually went through a long process, spent a couple of hours reflecting backwards over what we'd accomplished, what needed to be celebrated, looked at what can we let go of this year, what do we need to add. But I think that the big shift for us in our business going forward and the key to us helping our clients, three times our sales clients and income, is that we all have the freedom to write our own story.
Yep.
And I think Brad and I are living proof of that as a couple who lives together, loves together, works together. As a family who has two teenagers that we adore, and the fact that we have worked really hard to create the freedom that we want for our own story, that we are working together, that we're living in this beautiful home in Goleta, California, right outside of Santa Barbara, that we adore, that we have the freedom to travel, to work from wherever we want, even though we love working from home.
Yeah, and this isn't in any way a slight against folks that are working in corporate jobs.
Nope, not at all.
I've been there, and you definitely, it's fine to be a person that writes their story, their own life story in that context.
Yeah.
But for me, and I know having, you know, my sister and her husband were here over Christmas, and they're entrepreneurs in their own right. If you are an entrepreneur and you have that entrepreneurial spirit and that need to take your own road, I understand it. We both understand that completely. Mm-hmm. And that's really what this statement is about, is we all have the freedom to write our own story. And gosh, it's been so freeing for me to get out of corporate and back to the world where I feel like the choices I make every day are my own story, or Manette and I's own story. And once again, having a stated mission allows us to write a story in that context for the business.
Yeah, totally. And I'm just going to add to that if you are listening to this podcast and you're in a job and you're super excited about creating something on the side, it's a great way to go. So Brad and I planned for his exit strategy, right? So don't burn the boat while you're in it. And there's people that can create thriving entrepreneurial endeavors outside of the stability and security of their job. So find the path that works for you. It's why you have the freedom to write your own story. So don't leap without some security in place. I think that's really important to say that as well. I'm the leaper. He's the security guy, right?
That's the truth.
You know, so we have a really nice balance. So make sure that your core values can really guide you in making some of those decisions about when to leap. That being said, at some point you do have to take the leap. And that's a place where Brad and I can really support you on your journey if you're looking for some support this year, is when am I ready to make the leap? What do I need to have in place? Do I have a plan that's actually going to work?
Yeah, and I'll leave that with one thing to get inside your head, which is, if not now, when?
Yeah. If not now, when? Actually, we should have probably added that to our list.
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, that's pretty much true for everything. Making sales calls, doing your marketing, all the parts of your business that you don't consider fun, right? It's if not now, when? Because if you don't do them now, they tend to just fall to the end of your list, which leads me to, I don't know that we need to go through all of these things, but maybe just highlight a couple of them. But one of the
next one.
Yeah. That one's actually not mine. I borrowed that one.
Well, that's all right. Yeah, I think we should read them anyways.
You think we should read all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're hilarious today, aren't we? So we're not very focused or on the same page. So the next one I actually borrowed from my coaching community that I'm a member of, Thrive Academy, that's completely changed my life in more ways than I can even start to share. And one of the mantras from that group is connection matters more than anything. And I think the reason that I identify and align so deeply with Thrive Academy and the programs they teach is because of this mantra, connection matters more than anything. It's always been one of my highest values, highest priorities, and highest gifts, right? Is to see connections, to be able to connect people and ideas, to connect the right people to each other. But also when it comes to building a business, your connection to your clients matters more than anything else.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can't really say anymore. If you don't have a tribe that you're connected to, yeah.
And if you're trying to connect to everybody without focusing in on the right audience, that's another challenge as well. So while connection matters more than anything, we could almost add to that, connection to the right people matters more than anything. You want to share the next piece there?
Well, so these ones are pretty obvious. Nurture creativity. That's everything for us. We're creative. We nurture that in ourselves and everywhere else. And whether that's painting for fun, making music for fun, or the creativity in your business, got to nurture it. Make it fun. That's a big part of me. It's important. Got to laugh. You just have to. Next one, I stole from one of my triathlon magazines, and it was a coach talking about coaching a larger team, or a team of coaches coaching a larger group. And they said that they realized at one point that really what they were about was enabling wins every day, enabling small wins every day. And we added to that to celebrate the wins, big and small, and learn from the mistakes. Simple stuff, right? Pursue growth and learning every day.
Can you pause there for a second?
Absolutely.
I want to go back to the celebrate piece and why we added that piece, because what I noticed about creative women entrepreneurs, about women in general, is, and I would say men as well, I don't know that this is gender specific, but I see it in my clients, and my clients are women, so that's why I notice it, is that they don't celebrate the wins, right? They tick something off the list and they're instantly moving on to the next thing without pausing for a moment to express gratitude and celebrate and say, hooray, I got a new client, or I paid off my credit card, or wow, I did my first Facebook event, or I held my first webinar. So just paying attention and acknowledging the progress along the way. Because so often we can get distraught, we can get stuck, we can get overwhelmed, and we forget to acknowledge the progress that we're making on a daily basis. So your core values also, and your mission, are a great barometer for really gauging how far you've come in your progress. And that learning from mistakes, I think, was a big theme for us over the last year. And it's one that a lot of the success experts talk about. Like, the more you fail, the faster you fail, the more willing you are to fail, the faster that you grow. We talk a lot about perfectionism with our clients.
And Brad.
And getting, and I after having a magazine, publishing a print magazine for 11 years, I completely got over my need for perfectionism, because it was never perfect, no matter how hard I tried. But you have to learn from the mistakes and don't let perfectionism get you stuck. It's so easy to get caught up in not getting things going because you don't think they're good enough, right enough, perfect enough. And so you wait and you hold on and you delay taking action. And delaying taking action, or delaying making a decision, or delaying investing your business will slow your growth down exponentially. So I think that was a lesson that you had to learn last year. It was about how to make decisions faster.
Let's say I'm still learning. It's easy to get stuck.
It is. And this is a favorite.
Are we on to the profit one?
No, we're on to the pursue growth.
Pursue growth and learning it. Yeah, Manette could stay in school every day of her life. But yeah, got to keep growing and learning. Like I think we've said a few times, I didn't think that stepping into entrepreneurship would be so much about personal growth. Yeah. Certainly, there's lots of tactical learning and things like that that we're doing. Also, we're paying to learn. We're paying to get better at these things, paying real money. We encourage you to do the same thing. If you're not learning and growing, you're static and kind of dead. So,
and if you're a creative like me, I would just advise you to get support and stop investing in home study programs, right? So making sure that you're not just learning for the sake of learning. I am the queen of purchasing shelf help, right? Books, certifications, programs that just sit there on my computer and I don't take advantage of. So be selective, be curious, but pick the ones that are going to support you in growing. And then commit to getting them done. Actually schedule the time in your calendars. One of the things that I have learned to do is to schedule time in my calendar to actually complete programs that I'm interested in. I still have one that I'm trying to complete. I ran out of my time, but I'll go back, right? So making sure that the programs that you're purchasing and the training you're purchasing is in alignment with you, make sure they get you as a creative entrepreneur. And, you know, all that being said, of course, we have some great home study programs that all include live connection, because what I've learned about being a creative and working with creative, one of the biggest challenges is isolation. It's why connection matters more than anything. We can so easily go hide in our little creative holes, but in order to really grow our businesses, we need community. So look for programs, projects, and courses that include a live element, not just a Facebook element, which is awesome, but a live element as well, so that you can get the connection that you need.
Not surprisingly, we provide that at the summit that we do, which we have coming up in March, just in case you're interested. Yeah. All of these things, you'll see that we authentically live these things in our summits and in the courses that we provide. The Path to Profit Summit gives you 3 days to work on all of these things and see that community and see what it means to grow and learn in your business.
Which really leads to our next core value, which is that profit follows passion. Profit follows passion. And so while we're big proponents of really using your passion to fuel your business, you still have to be focused on the profit. That's why they're intimately connected. And the whole purpose of our summit, which we can announce that we're completely rebranding this year as well, it's going to be called the Creative Business Summit, Dream, Design, Profit. Because the dreaming and the designing are the fun part, and the profit is the hard work part. But at the end of the day, it's what makes it all worth it to keep it going. And it's happening in Los Angeles, March 24th to 26th. At the Renaissance LAX. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Nice.
To be there. It's a beautiful hotel. We're super excited. We only have space for about 40 people in the room. So we encourage you to get your tickets at pathtoprofitacademy.com/summits with an
Summit.
S. Summit with no S on the end. And get the support you need to focus on your business. And I'm distracted because there's people in suits walking by the window in front of our house. I don't know why we do our podcast in front of this. We have this big, beautiful picture window, and there's always things outside the window.
Squirrels.
Yes. And the cat who's chirping at the birds outside the window. Profit follows passion. If you're not sure that you have the right business model and the right systems in place to actually make profit in your business, then the summit is specifically designed for you. It was designed with creative entrepreneurs in mind. And in fact, it's cool, Brad, as I sit here and read through this list of core values, every one of them is present in the content that we've designed for the mm-hmm. summit, right? It's all about creativity. It's all about fun. It's all about connection. It's all about writing your own story. And it's especially all about how do I make a profit? And I have noticed that creative entrepreneurs have a tendency to focus on making money, not on making a profit. And there's a big distinction between making money in your business and making a profit, which we learned the hard way with our publishing company.
Yep.
We made lots of money and no profit.
Devil's in the details. You got to have a margin on this stuff. And if you're not charging
so true
enough to cover all your expenses and money to take home at the end of the day, then it's just not going to happen.
Something's not working. Right? Something's not working. So it's just noticing where you're sitting in your company. What are your financial goals for this year? How can your core values support you in getting to those goals? Or how can Brad and I support you in getting to those goals? We'd love to help. And so the next one is that every problem has a solution. No matter what it is, every problem has a solution. And you can almost always find at least part of the solution in your core values, right? You can look for insights and support and connection.
I like having that in our list of core values because it provides a positive outlook when you're stuck or really down.
Yeah,
I think it's a great way to to view things rather than, you know, being stuck where you are. Being able to have that confidence that every problem does have a solution is going to get you further.
And then finally, the last two is be courageous. It takes a lot of courage to be a creative entrepreneur. It takes risk. It takes visibility, putting yourself out there, asking for the sale, a lot of things that probably feel like they're really stretching your comfort zone or so far outside of your comfort zone, you can't imagine that you'll ever be comfortable doing them. Like making sales calls is a big one that comes up for our clients.
Not being perfect.
There's a lot of ways that being in business for yourself require courage. And so be courageous, because it's a reminder to us every single day. It requires a lot of courage to hold the space, to be tough with our clients and loving with our clients and be supportive and yet help them reach their goals, their stated goals. So courage comes into every aspect of our business. And then finally,
find your tribe. It's all about, read stuff from Seth Godin and talking about tribe, but find your tribe. This is about who your ideal client is. It's about who you resonate with in the world. And there's what you have to understand is that, especially these days with your potential reach through social media, through electronic communications, whatever it is, you can reach everybody in the world. You only have to reach a small number of those, maybe 2,000, maybe 20,000, maybe 200. But if they're your tribe, they're the ones who
already want what offering.
When you
they're
write
looking for what you're offering.
Right. And when you write an email to them, you get a response back like, I felt like you were inside my head.
Yeah.
And those are your tribe. And you're not selling, if you're listening to this podcast, you're not selling apples or toothbrushes. You're selling a very specific thing.
Probably a service or a product.
But a big part of
program.
It, a big part of what you're selling is you.
Yes.
And your experiences and the words you use and how you look and how you present yourself and how you failed and how you succeeded. And the people that respond to that are your tribe, and we need to continue to find them. You need to continue to find them to support your business.
Absolutely. So that is our first official Path to Profit podcast of the year. If you want to find the show notes with the links to our mission and values and to the values assessment, you can go to pathtoprofitacademy.com/podcasts or podcast.
Now, you ask me this every time. Just look for the podcast tab on the website. But I think more importantly, we'll post this, a PDF of this, our mission statement and core values. And I challenge you
to create your own,
sit
down
and
share it with us in the comments on the podcast page.
Yeah. And sit down over the next, whatever it takes, whether it takes you all year, whether you sit down write it out in today, do it. Yeah. You can always change it, but
don't take all year to do it. I don't care what he said. Don't take all year to do it.
It'll focus you and it will allow you to, it's something you can go back to and say, this is why I'm doing this business.
Yeah.
And if you have questions about it, it'll create some sort of cognitive dissonance that will challenge you to fix that, either fix your business or fix your core values or whatever it is, but it's well worth having.
Yep. And as part of this, I have to put one last fun creative plug. You can see if you're watching on YouTube that my vision board is in the background. I took 2 or 3 hours this weekend to create my vision board, because as a creative, the words are great, but having the visual sort of confirmation and just support of the imagery as well as the words really helps ground things for creatives, and they're more likely to come true when you give them your attention and focus and set some powerful intentions for the year. I actually, I had fun. I did some Google searches and I feng shuied my vision board this year.
Oh, so. Lord. Now we're getting out of my comfort zone.
Yes. All right. I was nurturing my creativity and making it fun. Perfect. So happy New Year, Path to Profit listeners. We love you.
We're
grateful for you.
We love you guys.
Please go and leave us a positive what do you call it?
Review.
Review, thank you, on iTunes. The more that you leave reviews for us, the more it boosts our show in the iTunes ranking so that we can get more listeners and viewers. So we would love your support if you're enjoying the podcast. Have fun with your core values. We'll see you back here next week on the Path to Profit podcast.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening.